Okay, fine. We're going to go forward. We're on Yud Ches Amud Beis, about 17 lines, I don't know, 15 lines from the bottom. Itmar. It was said. There was a machlok. We're going to have a machlokis over here. Now, Rav, the Rebbe Chanina, they agree together. They, Amri, they say, Botla Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was bottle. What's Megillas Tanis? Megillas Tanis is basically the days that you're not allowed to fast on. There's certain days in the year you're not allowed to fast on. So that's called Megillas Tanis. They used to write it down on a scroll so not to forget the dates. And now you are allowed to fast on those days. But nowadays, it was Manazer, you are allowed to fast on those days. And Rabbi Yochanan...
Megillas Tanis is Megillah when we do this.
No, a Megillas Tanis is a Megillah that has written down lots of calendar dates that says on this day you're not allowed to fast. On this day you're not allowed to fast. On this day you're not allowed to fast. And but that was in the olden days. But nowadays we're not concerned and we can fast. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omri, they say lo botla Megillas Tanis. It wasn't a bottle of Megillas Tanis, meaning there are certain days in the year that you're not allowed to fast on. Okay? Now, we're now going to explain the machlokis. Rav the Rebbe Chanina. Rav and Rebbe Chanina, they say, Omri, bottle Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis was bottle. Okay? So they're going to explain why. Hachika Omar. Bizman, so now we're going back to our pasuk in Zechariah. Yeah? Bizman shiye shalom. When the shalom, you lasosin lasimcha. Right, then the fast days are going to be for Sosan and Simcha, like we said. Yeah, ain't Shalom, if there's no Shalom, the fast days are going to be Tzoyim. V'hanach, and those also, meaning referring to those mentioned in the Megillas Tanis, yeah, those days also. Nami, Kihani, they're going to be the same as the normal fast days. Okay, makes sense, right? Well, it's a sad time now, so therefore it's going to turn from the happy days are going to turn to sad days. Basically, the flip side, it's either happy or sad. It's kind of bipolar. You know, happy or sad, right? So if, the fast days can be potentially happy days, but if they're not happy days, then there's no happy days. Okay. Rebbe Yochanan, the Rebbe Yeshua ben Levi, they say like this. They will Omri, lo botla, Megillas Tanis. Megillas Tanis, there's lots of other days. You don't have to fast on in the year, and don't say tachanun either. Okay? And Hanihu, so now he's referring, the four fasts that we mentioned in Zechariah, those ones, the Tilinu, that made the dependent Rachmana, the Torah, or the Navi, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that were connected to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that we said, basically, if you look at the Rashi brings over here, is actually... There was a dilemma over here when they actually came back to build the second base of Mikdash after coming back from Bavel. They basically said, you know, what's with Tisha B'Av now? Because now we've got a base of Mikdash. And Hashem told them, basically, you don't have to do Tisha B'Av. Rather, Tisha B'Av should be a Simcha. So it flipped. Tisha B'Av turned into a happy day. So that was told that basically Tisha B'Av switches. But that was basically dependent, that was related to the destruction. Right, and then it was not the destruction, basically, it turns into a happy day. But Aval, Hanach, the other ones, yeah, the ones, Megillas Tanis, all those other days, we're going to mention some of the examples, what are the happy days of Megillas Tanis, yeah, Kedekai Mekaimi, they stay as are, because they're not, they're independent. There's nothing to do with the destruction of the base of Mikdash. They're just independent happy days. And these independent happy days are always keep them. Now, we're going to try and prove and disprove, okay, these opinions. So basically, one person says, the question is, do we have other extra days in the year that you don't have to say Tachanun that we don't know about? And we're going to find out now, and it's going to change our davening. Okay, we'll see. So, Mesiv Rav Kahana. There's got a kasha from a Brysa. Maisa, there was an event, and she goes, Gozru Tanis, they made a Gezerah to make a Tanis, Bachanaka, blood. There's some sad event happened in Lud, right? We saw that in Chagiga. Something sad happened in Lud, and they said, we're going to make a fast day today. Now, but Yorad came down, Rebbe Elezer, the Tanna, Barochat, and he says, you know what? He bathed. So on a tannis, a normal tannis in those days was like Tisha B'Av. You're no bathing. Yeah. And Rabbi Yeshua went v'siper. He had a haircut. And you're not allowed to have a haircut on a tannis. Well, especially we know in Tisha B'Av, right? On Tisha B'Av. Okay. V'omru, and he said, Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua said, Lahem, to the residents of Lud, yeah, to go, this anu, you should make a fast, meaning another fast, tomorrow, Alma Shehis Anisem, and what you fasted today, meaning you need a kapora that you fasted today, because this is a happy day, you're not allowed to fast today, so you've got to do tshuva on your fasting. So basically, you shouldn't have fasted, right? So we see over here that Hanukkah is one of the days that's written in Megillas Tanis. You're not allowed to fast on Hanukkah. Right? You're not supposed to do Hespedim on Hanukkah. Maybe not Hespedim. I don't know about Hespedim, but you're not allowed to fast on Hanukkah. So you see over here that you're not allowed to fast on Hanukkah. So therefore, you should be able to fast on any of the days that are mentioned in Megillas Tanis. For example, the 28th of Adar. If you didn't know, 28th of Adar was a happy day, we're going to see. So you won't be allowed to fast on the 28th of Adar. Okay? So kasha. So Amar Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, no. Shani is different Hanukkah. Hanukkah is different. Why? Ika mitzvah. Hanukkah isn't just the day you're not supposed to fast on. You do mitzvahs on Hanukkah. So it's different. So therefore, we didn't get rid of that. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya to Rav Yosef. Yeah. But Tibotilhi. So if you're getting rid of Hanukkah, basically, because it's not happy because the base mikdash is destroyed. So get rid of Hanukkah, but tivatel mitzvah. And once you get rid of Hanukkah, the mitzvah should go as well. It's one's dependent upon the other. So if there's no reason to celebrate Hanukkah because the base mikdash is destroyed, so therefore there's no reason to do the mitzvahs anyway. So therefore, if we see that Hanukkah, we do still do Hanukkah, we see that we didn't get rid of the Megillas Tanis. Right? And therefore, you don't have to fast on the 28th of Adar either. You're not allowed to. Okay, no, but then we say that Amar Rav Yosef is gonna tweak his answer. Ella, Amar Rav Yosef, this is what I mean. Yeah? Shani Hanukkah. Hanukkah, we're not gonna get rid of Hanukkah. Why? Yeah? Because it says the Mepharisim Nisa, because the Nais is widely publicized. Basically, seeing as everybody did the mitzvahs of Hanukkah, so everybody's aware of it, and it just becomes part of Judaism. You can't get rid of Hanukkah. It's just, Rashi said they accepted like the Torah. It's just like Hanukkah's part of being Jewish. You just can't get rid of it. So you can't bring a ride from Hanukkah. Hanukkah's different. What's that? Tradition. Right. So Moisiv, now we have another kasha. Moisiv Rav Acha Bahuna. He has a kasha. Okay. But Tlosa B'Tishrei, on the 3rd of Tishrei, Batilus was the annulled idkarta. Idkarta literally means, yeah, is to mention. Means to mention Hashem's name. The mentioning of Hashem's name. Min shtaraya, from the shtaros. They used to write Hashem's names on the legal documents. Yeah? We write, you know, some people write Baruch, you know, at the top corner, you know, Siyata Dishmaya, whatever people write on the stuff, yeah. So they actually used to write Hashem's name on the star. Why did they do that? Because that's a strange minhag, yeah. So why? Because it was a kickback, like this. Shigazra Malchus Yavon. The Greeks, the evil Greeks, Shma, they made a gazera of destruction. Shaloi Lahazkir, not to mention Shem Shemayim. Yeah, you're not allowed to mention God. Just don't mention the God word. Don't mention God. Al PM ever. The Greek says, don't talk about God. If you talk about God, we'll kill you. Okay, so that really... What's that?
Forever.
On their mouths. Mean Jews. On their mouths. They shouldn't utter God on their lips. Okay. Now, Ushikugavra Malchus Chashmanai, and when the king, the Chashmanayim, with Govra, basically, you know, like we say in Al Nisim, the Nitzchum, and they conquered them, defeated them. So now, the Hiskinu, they made a Tekona, the Malchus Chashmonai, Shiyu, they should be Mazkirin, they should mention Shem Shemaim, Afilu, even. They wanted to like, in your face, right? Afilu, b'shtaros. They said, well, we're going to speak about God. We'll talk about God. We're going to write God on our documents as well. It's because there's going to be gods everywhere. Yeah? V'kach, hayu koisvim. And this is what they used to write. V'shnas kach v'chach, in this year. Yeah? L'yoychanan koin gadol. To the leader, right? We know we've got to read, on the Shtaros, you write the leader of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the leader then. Yeah. Lekel Elyon. Oh, Lekel Elyon. To the high God. So they wrote God, Kael, on the Shtar. So that was great. You know, we showed the Greeks we won, but then, Ukashamu Chachomim, when the Chachomim heard this, they said, Bedava, Amru, they said, they didn't like this. Why? They got to look at the big picture. They said this. Lamacha tomorrow, ze poreas choivo. This guy's gonna porea pay back es choiv, his debt. Yeah? Venim, so what's gonna happen? Shtar mutal ba'ashpa. And the shtar, the document, is gonna be mutal placed ba'ashpa in the garbage. Right, don't need the shtar anymore, so tear it up and throw it away. What do you do with your old bills? Throw them away after a couple of years maybe. I don't know what people keep them. But anyway, at some point they get thrown away. Those old bills, old shtaros, old documents. So basically, they're going to throw Hashem's name away in the garbage. How can they do that? Chos Shalom. But that you're supposed to put a Gneza. So Ubat Lum. So Ubat, there's a guess of Bat Lua. So the rabbis got up and said, come and say, don't do this. Get rid of the Shtar. I know you want to do it because, you know, you want to go against the Greeks and you want to put Hashem Shemayim, but it's not a good thing. It's going to come out to negative things. And once people start doing things, it's very hard. They're worried that people aren't going to listen. They're going to say, what are you talking about? I'm going to be careful with the shtar. I'm not going to throw it in the bin. You know, I want to write Shem Shemayim on my shtar. And they're worried people weren't going to listen. Yeah? But the people did listen. The people listened. So also the Chomim realized, you know, wow, they don't always listen, you know, the people. And but also a yom, asu a yom tov. So they made that day of Gimel Tishrei a yom tov. Okay, we got yom tov. It was the day that they got rid of the writing Shem Shemayim on the shtaros because they were worried that it was going to get thrown into the garbage. And so that was the yom tov. So now, so this is finish off the kasha. V'isalkadaitach, and if you thought botla Megillas Tainis, the one bottle Megillas Tainis, that they got rid of it, and you're now allowed to fast on those days. Yeah. Kamaisa bottle. The original ones, they annulled. However, this is like Bismia. Achronaisa mostly finished, so they're going to add new ones. If you got rid of the old ones, yeah, Kol Shekin, you're not going to make new ones.
What was the new one?
This one. Gimel Tishrei. Gimel Tishrei, the festival of the day that they got rid of writing God's name on the shtaros, right? That was you're not allowed to fast on that day. So why did so if they got rid of
the
yeah yeah.
They didn't get that.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, fine.
But when they took the shtaros, and that was the yom tov, it was really a code word for the day.
That was the happy event which made them make it into a yom tov.
It was the
yom tov
that
the Indian was not fast. Yes, yes, yes.
And therefore,
yes,
a new Megillus
plan is
they're making.
So. Yes, they're making a new date. So it doesn't make sense if you like ixed out all the other dates and then suddenly you put a new one. Doesn't make sense, you know. So answer the Gemara though. So anyway, at this point we're seeing that obviously they didn't get rid of Megillus Tanis. It still exists. So, hacha b'may, so answer the Gemara. Hacha b'may skinan. Here we're talking about over here, bizman in the time should base a mikdash kayim. There was a base a mikdash then. So obviously it doesn't, you know, that it was a happy time. So that's why when it's happy time, you can make as many, you know, festivals as you want. Even on Yom Ha'atzmaut, that would be fine. Yom Ha'atzmaut, when there's a base a mikdash, then it would be okay. You're not allowed to fast then, whatever. But now, maybe not, you know what I mean? It's not a problem. It's only a problem when there's no base of mikdash. Ah, so it says the Gemara. So we're saying it's really so if it's the time of the base of mikdash, that means it's a happy day, right? But then it says if it's a happy day, the tipuklei, we should be able to anyway. Yeah, you could learn it out from the meaning that it's also to fast on that day. The havi lei because it was yom shenerag bo gedalia. That's Tom Gedalia ben Achikom. And if the base of Mikdash was still around, that means it's a happy day, and you're not allowed to fast. So anyway, you weren't allowed to fast on that. If you say the Beis HaMikdash is around, you're not allowed to fast on that day anyway. So why did he come along and suddenly make say, oh yeah, it's the day that the stop people writing Shem Shemayim on the documents, so we're going to make it a day that you can't fast. It's a happy day. It's already, it's Tom Gedalia, meaning the happy top, the flip side of Tom Gedalia. It's already out to fast. Doesn't make sense. Okay. So answers the Gemara. Ama Rab, lo nitzucha el la'esor es shilofonov. Ah, the reason they made Gimel an extra line on the Megillah's Tanis is to say that you, this is a happy day, is because there's another rule like this, which we have not said yet. That not only is the day of the happy day you can't fast on, meaning Gimel of Tishrei is a happy day, you can't fast on it. You're not allowed to fast the day before or the day after. That means missing Tachanun for 3 days. 3 days without Tachanun. You have the day itself, and the day before, and the day after. Okay? Just not the mincha before, day before, day after as well. So therefore. Yeah, we're going to see. I'm just telling you this piece of information just because it's going to come. Yes, right. So the reason they did it is to say that you shouldn't fast also on Beis Tishrei. Okay? Ah, this is the Gemara though. But Shilafonov of the day before. Nami, also, typically, you should also learn it out, meaning that the din that's also to fast. Why? Dehavile, because it is Yom Shilacha Rosh Chodesh. Beis Tishrei is the day that's after Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh is also a happy day. So if Rosh Chodesh is a happy day, yeah, therefore, you shouldn't be able to fast the day after Rosh Chodesh, because we're saying happy days, you can't fast the day before, or you can't fast the day after. So if Rosh Chodesh is a happy day, you can't fast on the day after Rosh Chodesh. So answer the Gemara, no. Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa. Rosh Chodesh is Deraisa. And Deraisa, lo baichizuk, don't need to be strengthened by the Chachamim. Meaning, why do we say that the day before and the day after is also to fast? It's because we're worried that if you're going to allow people to fast on the day before and the day after, they're not going to fast on that day either. You know, Gimel Tishrei, that star thing, I don't like that. You know, it doesn't sound so whatever. Or 28th of Adar, you know, like, so if you're allowed to fast the day before on the 27th of Adar, I may fast on the 28th of Adar. So therefore they said, you know what, you know, you should not have to fast the day before, day after. But Duraisa Rosh Chodesh, no one's going to fast on Rosh Chodesh. You don't need to say the day before and day after Zosa.
Is that Shadron to provide everyone's going to fast on that time?
Well, yeah, but the way I said it, maybe I suppose the first day that you can, maybe, yeah. The way I said it, it's a question on me. The way I said it, but probably right. So, look, right, Tanya, we're going to show this to the Yomim Ha'ela. These days, so this is referring to the days that are written in the Megillas Tanis, Aksuv Megillas Tanis, Osurim Ben Lifaneiam. This is where I say it, Yaakov, whether it's before them, or Ben Achareiam, or whether it's after them. Yeah, Shabbos, however, Shabbos is for Yomim Tovim, happy days, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, Heim Osurim, they themselves are Osurim, Lifaneim Alachareim, Mutarim, but the days before them and after them are going to be Mutar. Okay, so Mahafresh, what's the difference? Bein Zeh L'Zeh, the difference between this and this, between the Dvaris ones and the Drabonim ones. Halu Divrei Torah, these ones are Divrei Torah, like Shabbos and Shabbos, Ve'ein Divrei Torah Tzrichim Chizuk, you don't have to strengthen them, people are going to keep them anyway. However, hallelujah, these ones are the ones that Megillah Tanis, Divrei Soifrim. But Divrei Soifrim, Tzrichim Chizuk. Okay, let's just finish this off. One more, about two more lines, and that's it. But Tipuk Le, but now, it says, what about the Havile Yom Shalifnei? It's the day that's before Shalifnei Yom Shanera Gedaliah Ben Achikam. Again, but Gedaliah Ben Achikam, right, that was a fast day, and that wasn't written in the Torah. And that was now now turned to Simcha. So therefore, Gimel, Betishrei, you're also to fast because of, it's the day, the flip side of Gedaliah Achikam. So therefore, you shouldn't be able to fast on the second of Tishrei. So why do you have to make this new thing so you can't fast on the second of Tishrei? To answer the Gemara, Am Rav Ashi, Gedaliah ben Achikam is Divrei Kabbalah. That was written in the Navi. Yeah, who? With Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Damo. And Divrei Kabbalah is basically the same strength as Divrei Torah. Therefore, you would have been allowed to fast on the second of Tishrei, because Rosh Chodesh is not going to OCU on the second because of the day after. The fast of Gedalia, which is the Simcha of Gedalia, is not going to prevent you on the second because it's also like Sin Mitzvah Novi. So therefore, they had to come and make at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they had to make this special happy day of the day that they said you can't, the people listened that not to write the name of God in the documents, and they made that a happy day, so therefore people shouldn't fast on Beis Tishrei.